I just do a little bit of a recording with you, find out a bit more about what's going on today?
Yeah, no problem.
What's happening then today?
Well, there's a number of Morris groups here. Elephant Upper Poles and Coventry are kind of the host for the event. And this has been going on for more than 20 years as the Wassail, which is later on we're going to go outside with his cider. And there's a particular apple tree here.
Right.
That every year it gets wassailed, right. Which is kind of like a ceremony to try and improve the crop from the orchards.
Ah.
So what they're going to do is, this is cider made from the apples and toast.
Yeah.
And that will be the toast will be soaked in the cider and then hung on the branches of the tree. And then what's left to be drunk and eaten by the participants.
Really? Right. So you don't put too much on.
And then we'll do a dance around the tree.
Yeah.
And it's to do with driving away spirits that might affect the crop.
Oh, fantastic.
Normally there'd be more groups here, but the weather this year has acted against it.
That's right, okay.
So it can be quite a large event, and it can involve the firing of shotguns and things through the branches of the tree again.
Right.
To drive spirits. The spirits away. Yeah. So it's something that comes from the areas of like Herefordshire and Worcestershire, where you've got large orchards.
Right, I see.
It's not a million miles from here.
Yeah.
Most of us here are Border Morrisites, and Border Morris comes from the counties that border England and Wales.
I brought my son along with me today, and he asked a specific question: where does Morris dancing come from?
Well, Morris dancing is a kind of a generic term that covers English traditional dance.
Right.
And in different parts of the country, it manifests itself in different forms. With the black faces and the rags that we have, it's from the, as I say, the Welsh border counties. Agricultural workers couldn't get employment when the ground was frozen, so they went out begging.
Oh, I see.
And
right.
That's why the disguise.
Yeah, of course.
Whereas a lot of people would think of English white hankies,
yes,
and white
clothes.
Yes. That comes from like the Cotswold regions, and it's to do with fertility. From East Anglia, you have molly dancing. From Lancashire, Cheshire
so
area,
all sorts.
You have another form of Morris dance.
But basically, it was to try and bring in a bit more of an income for people.
The Border Morris
right,
was, yeah.
Right.
There was no social sort of state to help people out.
No.
So if you couldn't work, you didn't get paid.
You didn't live.
You put on warm clothing like rags,
yeah.
And then you had to go out and beg to sort of bring a bit of money in.
Are you being called now?
I'm being called to go
thanks
and play.
For talking to me. So that was a little introduction to Morris dancing in all shapes and sizes. Fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Some of the costumes and the makeup, really, really, really inspiring as well, some of them, some of the dancers and their stories. Fantastic. Hope you enjoyed it.